It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 3rd, 2017. Today is the birthday of early 19th century American author Washington Irving, born in New York City in 1783. He is best known for his biographical works on Christopher Columbus and George Washington, and such stories as Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Irving also served as the American ambassador to Spain in the 1840s and pushed for stronger copyright laws before his death in 1859. The youngest of 11 children of Scottish-English immigrant parents, he was named for George Washington and attended the presidential inauguration of his namesake in 1789 in New York City when he was only six. Educated privately, he began writing essays under the pen name Jonathan Oldstyle for the Morning Chronicle, which was edited by his older brother. After touring Europe from 1804 to 1806, he returned to New York to practice law, although by his own admission he was not a very good student, and in 1806 he barely passed the bar. Preferring to indulge his creative impulses, he teamed with two partners to publish Salmagundi, a periodical of humorous essays. In a similar vein, he then wrote The History of New York from the Beginning of the World to the End of the Dutch Dynasty, by Diedrich Knickerbocker, a satirical work that earned him widespread acclaim. Despite these early successes, Irving's career stalled as he sought to figure out what he should do next. After brief service in the military during the War of 1812, he traveled to England, where he composed a collection of stories and essays that became The Sketchbook. Published in several installments during 1819 and 1820, The Sketchbook contained two of the author's most famous works, Rip Van Winkle and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, and made him a literary star both in England and the United States. Next, he wrote Bracebridge Hall and then Tales of a Traveler. For his diplomatic assignment in Spain, he moved to Madrid in 1826 and embarked on extensive research for his History of the Life and Voyages of Christopher Columbus. That was followed by works that became The Chronicle of the Conquest of Granada and Tales of the Alhambra. He was then appointed secretary of the U.S. legation to London in 1829, a post he held for 3 years. Upon returning to America in 1832, he visited the western part of the country, an expedition that inspired a tour of the prairies in 1835. He spent his later years at his New York estate, Sunnyside, which served as a meeting place for the leading writers, artists, and politicians of his era. He turned out a succession of mainly historical and biographical works during this time, mainly his five-volume Life of Washington from 1855 to 1859. He died at home on November 28, 1859, at the age of 76. Considered by some scholars to be the first truly American writer, terminology from his works has seeped into American popular culture, with words such as Knickerbocker and Gotham becoming associated with New York City. Underscoring the endurance of his fictional creations, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow has been adapted for film many times, including a 1999 movie by Tim Burton, and served as the basis for a TV series in 2013. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is The Reader's Notebook for April 3rd, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.